Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
First century, the architects of the New World Order are using cheap slave goods and oceans of third world migrants to overrun the United States. The irony is staggering when you realize that the same oligarchs that have wrecked the third world are now framing the United States for their crimes and using the rightfully enraged mob as a weapon of conquest.
You know, this used to be Mexico, you know what I mean? And the people that were here before, they're just not going to get up and leave.
Mexico! 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 Arriba Mexico!
The globalists are using a divide-and-conquer strategy to balkanize the United States.
You know, they cause all this exploitation across the globe, and they wonder why people come to America. You know?
So is your argument that NAFTA and FAFTA are designed to increase legal immigration?
It's not designed... Well, you know what? You might have a point there.
The federal government, tax-free foundations, and the Fortune 500 have pumped more than $800 billion into a long-term strategic plan to export Latin American revolution into the United States. Legal aliens don't have to have a valid form of identification to set up a bank account or get a car loan, while citizens do. The government also subsidizes the illegals via welfare at taxpayer expense. This is not done to help the illegals, but to subsidize the large corporations that employ them in an ongoing war against the middle class.
Mexican President Vicente Fox is now in Austin.
We are here because we want to strengthen our relationship, both in political terms.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. It is October 30th, 2007. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live. At the bottom of this hour, I will air about 3 or 4 minutes more of some of the extras from Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Later today, the extras, 40 minutes of them, will be posted for PrisonPlanet.tv members. That has not yet been released. And by the way, your DVDs have been shipped out to you. Those of you that ordered in the last few weeks, shipping started yesterday, and all orders that come in this week are shipping out this week as well. Thanks to the great work of my shipping crew here in the InfoWars bunker. We have got Jim Tucker, who, of course, is in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He just got his copy of Endgame yesterday. I'd forgotten to send him one. And he sat down last night and watched an hour and a half of it. He's going to watch the other hour or 50 minutes of it today. And talking to him on the phone, he said it was amazing. We're going to get his take on that, the Bilderberg Group, and a lot more coming up in the second hour. Jim Tucker, really the grandfather of exposing the Bilderberg Group, will be joining us for a full hour coming up in the second hour today. He'll also take your phone calls. In the meantime, terrorists enrolled in U.S. security course, 3 active jihadists in America training classes underway. That's from World Net Daily, also from World Net Daily. Bush stonewalls on Mexican military aid. White House, State Department refused to answer WMD question. This by Dr. Corsi. Got to get him to pop in the third hour on these issues. Also, we are going to get more into what's happening with the dollar and its continual slide. Record low against British sterling and other major currencies. Oil at $93 a barrel. And I thought I would just break down globalism today very simply for people that have just become listeners and are wondering who we're fighting, who pulls the strings, who we're up against. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. We're here live every day, 11 to 2 Central weekdays, and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Won't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us today, friends, all across the world, right here in the United States, and all the ships at sea. It is Tuesday, the 30th day of October, 2007. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, 51 minutes, and a few seconds. I have a huge stack of important news here in front of me today. And I thought I would just start with this first. Not Turkey bombing areas of Iraq. Not a huge invasion force ready to pour in. Not the dollar gyrating up and down yesterday, but falling at the end. All the great Ron Paul news that's coming out. I mean, he has huge support in San Francisco, the LA Times reports. There's also a video that was caught. We've got a link to it up on PrisonPlanet.com, where during one of the last debates, Fox News cameramen are there, and there's a Fox News director saying, now don't show Ron Paul, and be sure to not show any of his supporters. This is how they operate. Just a great illustration of what's happening behind the scenes, because he's 100% pro-Second Amendment. He's pro-sovereignty, anti-open borders. He is for lower taxes. He's against the Federal Reserve. Everything conservatives have always claimed they want. I mean, you look at the Republican Party platform of Texas, he follows it to a T. One of the most conservative in the nation. But the trolls, the neocons, the followers, most of them paid, and that's come out in the news, could care less. All they want is their paycheck. And so they go around and do the things they did at Dig yesterday. Over 1,500 digs within just five, 6 hours. It's got to be a record without it being on the main page. And they never put it on the main page. Dig, one of the biggest websites out there, news sites, in censorship news, banned us in January, but because of a big demonstration and protest over it, they, quote, unbanned us publicly, but really have almost completely banned us. But we're not going to stop for all the trolls. We're illustrating to everybody that it is, the Dig is rigged. We're going to continue to illustrate with thousands of digs. You did a great job, listeners, to show how it's rigged. We're going to continue to then get other people involved with their own sites to post to where there's thousands of sites and you won't be able to block them all. Of course, most universities, most government buildings, most major corporations, Fortune 500, libraries, buy software that, quote, filters out gambling, hacking, porn, and there's one other thing I'm forgetting. Gambling, hacking, porn, and, oh, hate, as they're called. And InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, they're in those databases. Jones Report wasn't in it in a while, but it got big, so they put it in there. I'm sure Truth News will be in there soon, TruthNews.us. That's why it's even more important for you, the listeners, to spread the word about our news websites and what we do. I mean, we're hurting them. I mean, we have Larry Pratt on from GunOwners.org. To expose the mainline history and to put out the public documents where the NRA has been the biggest gun control group since the 1930s, founded by the federal government at the end of the Civil War, and that they actually are the authors of the 68 Gun Control Act, the 34 Gun Control Act, the Gun Control Acts, the Brady Bill, the expansion in 2000, the NICS program, and now they're supporting one that will ban millions of veterans and others from owning guns. That's mainstream news, even the armed services and big veterans groups, hundreds of them. That's just gunowners.org has a list of the hundreds of groups that have said this is horrible. A lot of cops won't be able to have guns anymore. They're going to lose their peace officer licenses. NRA supports this. All right, I'm already digressing. Just go to gunowners.org and read all those legislative alerts and join that organization. Join real gun organizations. Second Amendment groups, and defend it. It is hanging by a thread right now, and mainline conservatives can't figure that out because they think the NRA is pro-gun. They're anti-gun. Not you, the members, the leadership. It is a fact. What do you love more, the NRA and your illusions or the Second Amendment? I'm going to ask you right now. All right, I'm already digressing. I was on a Pensacola radio station this morning doing an interview, and he was asking what the most important smoking guns of 9/11 are, the fact that it's an inside job. And I was thinking about them, and I just want to restate for the record before I get into this new news story from World End Daily, that you could try to ignore the Pensacola News Journal. Funny it was Pensacola this morning, I brought this up. You could ignore Newsweek. You could ignore the Associated Press and a bunch of other publications, that officers at the base at the Pensacola Naval Air Station said, look, we trained the guys that are on TV with those pictures. Same names. They were here in a Saudi secret exchange program, and that came out in the news, that at least four of them had been trained there. Plain view, but again, a population that doesn't know who the vice president is or where the U.S. is on a map, on a globe, I start talking about naval air stations, they don't even know what those are. They don't even know what Saudis are. I mean, they just know that handing their guns in and having open borders is good and conservative. I'm not kidding when I say that. I mean, these are mindless people. I have to commend the left. At least a lot of them now hate Hillary and know she's evil and in bed with Bush, and they found out Fox News is funding her and having fundraisers for her. I mean, the left, at least they wouldn't listen back under Clinton 8 years ago, but they'll listen now. And a lot of conservatives and libertarians are listening, but a lot of the main sites that are attacking Ron Paul are fake libertarian sites, fake Republican sites. I mean, I've just had it up to here with you. You people are treasonous traitors, and you're liars, and you're scum. And I know most of you are admittedly on White House payroll. I mean, that's been in the news, but still the general public isn't aware of that. We need to make people aware of that. Now, I went over the fact that you have mainstream news admitting that the hijackers were trained at that base. And then I added that Colonel Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, the dean of the Defense Language School, full bird colonel, went public and told the AP and San Jose Mercury News a few weeks after 9/11. He said the headline was, you know, government behind 9/11. Another headline was Bush let 9/11 happen. But that was a spin on what he said. You read the quotes. It was, we train these guys at our bases. I saw them personally in my classes. They started court-martialing him, and then he agreed to shut up, and they left him alone. I talked to him on the phone. They were threatening him, everything else. Wouldn't come on air. And you could maybe even say that wasn't true, or maybe, you know, you can just watch your Saturday morning cartoons and claim that's the news, or whatever you want to do. I mean, maybe you can just be a neocon scum and ignore it. Neocon scum followers. But then we had the head of the Ottawa U.S. Embassy, the head of the Riyadh embassies, two different heads of the embassies, in British, German, and Canadian papers, with the headlines that U.S. ordered hijackers back in the U.S., ordered embassies to let hijackers back in the U.S., similar headlines to that. Toronto Star, BBC, you name it. And I know most of you already know this, but the public still doesn't even know this, the big smoking gun. They got COINTELPRO ops out there trying to take over the 9/11 Truth Movement and get us focused into space beams and Pluto reptoids and everything, just to be kooks. And, go, and of course, Fox has them on by design. They're definitely on the payroll to try to discredit us, but that isn't working either. The people are going to find out about these real issues. So we had two different embassy heads. I interviewed them both here on air, Mr. Springman and the other fellow's name slips my mind. You can go look it up. One of them before 2001 even ended. And they had gone out to a Malaysian summit, so-called Al-Qaeda summit, in the year before 9/11. And they were coming back into the U.S. through Saudi Arabia and Canada. And the embassies flagged them in the terror databases as Al-Qaeda. Of course, they're in the databases. The CIA created Al-Qaeda in 79, and that's the name of the computer program file is Al-Qaeda. That's mainstream news. That term comes from the CIA. It means base, or the base camp from which they were going to build Muslim fundamentalism to be the new threat down the road. Very sophisticated how they run these ops, because they knew the Soviet system was going to collapse by design. They were going to bring that in. So they were already building their new threat. The base is Al-Qaeda, the base of this Islamo-fascism. The Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia, our government funds and controls and protects and is using to attack Iran right now while telling the moronic public that Iran is Al-Qaeda when they're Shiite, the complete opposite group. It's like sheep versus wolves. But they're trying to claim now sheep are wolves and wolves are sheep. It's amazing. And I talked to Mr. Springman and others, and it came up on their computers. They were terrorists, and they were actually detaining them in Saudi Arabia and Canada when they came in. And the State Department calls and says release him, and then Springman demanded higher-ups above him authorize that, and the Deputy Secretary of State calls and says this is a CIA clearance. Those terror designations are CIA covers. They're part of anti-terror operations. They're U.S. government assets. Let them in. That's a direct order. Then FBI tries to stop them. FBI tries to bust them in Phoenix and in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Chicago, and Dallas, and Norman, Oklahoma, and San Diego, California, and New York City, and Miami, and every time. I mean, head anti-terror officers in the FBI over entire districts are told no. Then they get up on the National Press Club and break down crying, saying, here's a letter, I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know. FBI agent Robert Wright. But all I can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. That's an exact quote. The Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. And in a way, even getting into how the towers collapsed and bombs and BBC reporting Building 7 had fallen the exact way that it later did fall, with the exact official story of why it fell 25 minutes before it fell. Messing up their scripting. I mean, all of that is side issues compared to the hijackers, U.S. government agents. Regardless of if they really hijacked them, the people were told that did the hijacking were this. And then we read an article like this, terrorists enrolled in U.S. security course, three active jihadists in American training classes underway. So we're going to come back and go over that. And, of course, I mean, where do you think these people come from?
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're back live. This is WorldNet Daily Today. Terrorists enrolled in U.S. security course. Three active jihadists in America training class underway. At least three active terrorists are taking part in a U.S.-run military training course currently underway in the Middle East, according to the author of a new book, WorldNet Daily's Jerusalem Bureau Chief Aaron Klein, author of the recently released Schmoozing with Terrorists. See how they even spin that? Said yesterday he discovered the terrorists are enrolled at U.S. course in the West Bank city of Jericho. that is training 300 members of the Palestinian Authority. And it goes on to say, in August, the State Department announced the U.S. will begin new training courses for Fatah militias in an effort to bolster Abbas against Hamas, which took over the Gaza Strip in June when the terror group easily defeated American-backed Fatah forces in the territory. And it goes into $86.5 million grant approved by Congress to train them, and that they're tied into Wahhabist groups. Okay, let's just stop right there. The Jerusalem, why don't you write about this, WorldNet Daily? The Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, and every other major paper I've seen in Israel has reported that in the late 1960s, Israel founded Hamas as a, quote, counterbalance to Hezbollah. So they play different groups off against each other. Now, that's from Israel. That's not me. See, that's the problem here. I just keep reporting what they're saying. Then in 2001, 2002, 2003, AP, UPI, Reuters, Jerusalem Post, all of them, bunch of the news wires and all the big Israeli papers reported, Israel was caught. One security force caught the other security force creating Shin Bet, because, I mean, it's so corrupt, it's all these groups even fighting with each other, caught. And if you believe that, it means they knew it was already coming out, so they just staged it. Whatever, we don't know. That Shin Bet caught Mossad, quote, creating fake al-Qaeda groups, but they weren't fake. They were carrying out bombings. Again, to keep things radicalized every time there was about to be a peace process or to keep things stirred up. Now for all the neocons and all the World War III worshippers is what I'd call them. I mean, don't just sit there driving along in your car right now and just clutch your Pastor Hagee's sermon to your heart and say, I'm a liar. Go look that up. I mean, go look up that Israel in the late 60s staged the Idi Amin situation. And the British have reported on that. Then they put him into power. That's mainstream news. Then they staged that whole hostage rescue situation. But it was real in the fact that they sent in Israeli commandos to die. I mean, that's how real this stuff is. And then it's admitted that they have these terror groups, Marxist-Leninist groups, three different groups up in the Kurdish-held areas of Iraq that our government's armed and backed, who in a week ago, killed 20-plus military and police across the border, the Turks, and have been killing the police and military that are there with the elected governments in northern Iraq. And then our media says, oh, how dare you, Turkey, defend yourself. It just never ends. And then they have five different Sunni Wahhabist groups with the admitted number three of real al-Qaeda under U.S. funding being given tens of millions of dollars in weapons. And Bush announced 4 months ago that they had publicly authorized them to attack Iran. And they've got groups all over Iran killing police, killing civilians, constant bombings and shootings going on. And Iran just sits there and takes it wisely. They're not jumping at it. They're just sitting there taking it, just like Syria took getting bombed a few weeks ago, and it admitted that there was no uranium or plutonium. It was all just made up. These are all just provocations or goading that are happening right now, and you have Wahhabists. And that's the sect that was in with Hitler. But before that, the British came in and radicalized them about 90 years ago because they didn't want mainline suits and ties Arabs who wanted movie theaters and who wanted music on the radio and who wanted shopping malls. They were very Western, especially in Iran, which is the Persians, and, of course, Iraq, and even into Saudi Arabia. So they came in and armed the Bedouin tribes to just take over and set up the House of Saud. Here, have 100,000 hand grenades and 10,000 machine guns. Now go kill all these people. And that was public policy then. And now they're using them again. It's like they use the Wahhabists to attack the Serbs. The Serbs fight back, and then they're evil, and we got to go save the wonderful Kosovo people. I mean, there's no end to how they play this chess game. And then Bush gets up there and says, Iran is al-Qaeda.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
Billions of dollars are being given to Mexico for military aid to pull American citizens out of their cars if they're dumb enough to drive into northern Mexico, to literally be raped on the side of the road, to have all your goods stolen, to have your family be sucked dry of hundreds of thousands of dollars after the Mexican troops run credit checks on your family. By the way, I know 50, 60, 70, more than that in my lifetime, but this has happened to in Texas. Okay? I mean, Mexico is one of the most corrupt nations on earth. They hate this country. They lost two wars with America. They attacked us again. The Marines had to, they went all the way into Oklahoma. And the Marines had to go down to Mexico City from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. We will fight our country's battles. You know what that's all about? Spain, Mexico, Russia. It's really more flags. We talk about the Southwest than just Six Flags. The British all had claims, and but all of the illegal aliens know is they're told in school, financed by our own government, Ford Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation and others, that the U.S. belongs to them. And then the government's there to give them more welfare than citizens, cheaper tuition than citizens, no IDs, no insurance, nothing needed. Again, because it's key to the New World Order, it's in the SPP documents for the North American Union that they have to end any immigration controls. And I mean, the U.S. is just going to fill up from worldwide. then they can play off the domestic groups against the population and have us submit to it. So later I'm going to get into Bush stonewalls on Mexican military aid. White House, State Department refuse to answer WMD questions. We are in crisis. They're destroying our dollar. They're destroying our borders. They're destroying our sovereignty. They're destroying the middle class. It's all happening right now. Here is just 5 minutes from the 18-minute extra that is in Endgame, Blueprint from Global Enslavement. This is just one of the three extras. It's about 40 minutes of extras. But Battle for the Republic is really just a section of the film. The film was too long. We just made it an extra. And here's just 5 minutes from that. By the way, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, in the next few hours, we're going to post, and again, the super high quality, up on PrisonPlanet.tv, the extras from Endgame. So if you don't have your membership at Endgame, ladies and gentlemen, for Endgame, go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, get it right now, or call and get the high quality DVDs. They're shipping right now, 888-253-3139, or order via Infowars.com. Here is an excerpt from, and these are excerpts that are put together from, it's not congruent, it's not linear, from the mini film Battle for the Republic. Here it is. 21st century, the architects of the New World Order are using cheap slave goods and oceans of third world migrants to overrun the United States. The irony is staggering when you realize that the same oligarchs that have wrecked the third world are now framing the United States for their crimes and using the rightfully enraged mob as a weapon of conquest.
You know, this used to be Mexico, you know what I mean? And the people that were here before, they're just not going to get up and leave.
There you go! There you go! There you go! There you go! Arriba Mexico!
The globalists are using a divide-and-conquer strategy to balkanize the United States.
You know, they cause all this exploitation across the globe, and they wonder why people come to America. You know?
So is your argument that NAFTA and CAFTA are designed to increase illegal immigration?
It's not designed... Well, you know what? You might have a point there.
The federal government, tax-free foundations, and the Fortune 500 have pumped more than $800 billion into a long-term strategic plan to export Latin American revolution into the United States. Illegal aliens don't have to have a valid form of identification to set up a bank account or get a car loan, while citizens do. The government also subsidizes the illegals via welfare at taxpayer expense. This is not done to help the illegals, but to subsidize the large corporations that employ them in an ongoing war against the middle class.
Mexican President Vicente Fox is now in Austin.
We are here because we want to strengthen our relationship, both in political terms, in economic terms. We are here to be close to our Paisanos.
Governor Perry and Fox were forced to cut their conference short after only 2 minutes because of protesters bullying. The guest worker amnesty plan being pushed is nothing more than a North American Union standardized ID card that erases all three nations' sovereignties. Spanish-speaking TV, radio, and print is literally on fire with talk of revolution, with many stations bearing the name La Invasora, or The Invader. More than 600 billboards were purchased in Los Angeles alone, proclaiming that L.A. is now part of Mexico. If you really think about it, it's perfect for the elite. Americans who don't speak Spanish are unaware of what's going on, so the corporate-controlled revolution can build in semi-secrecy. Most of the media outlets spewing the slogan, Viva la Raza, which translated means Long Live the Race, are owned by New York and London-based companies that are cold-bloodedly pushing the breakup of the United States. Of course, in Mexico, most demonstrations are broken up by the parasitic police force firing machine guns into crowds killing people. But that didn't stop them from demanding the police physically stop an American citizen from engaging in his own silent protest. A plainclothes police officer then gave uniformed police the order to arrest the citizen, who had since complied with the officer's directive to suppress his First Amendment rights. The police did not arrest a protester who assaulted the driver through his sunroof as the crowd cheered. The man is clearly not resisting, but the Seattle police are determined to teach him that free speech is only reserved for servants and dupes of the New World Order. The elite are rolling out the red carpet to the Third World, because the United States must be divided before it can be absorbed into the North American Union, itself to form the first piece of the Pan-American Union.
We have record immigration, illegal immigration in the history of the world. In the history of the world, we cannot assimilate this many people. And the government is teaching them to be balkanized, whether you're from Russia or China or Mexico, to control us. It's divide and conquer, and it finally destroyed the Roman Empire. And we're following that same path now.
In-game blueprint for global enslavement. If you want a crash course, or if you want to have a crash course for anybody in your family, your neighbors, your pastors, it covers it all. The history of the global elite, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, how they took control of the U.S., the Federal Reserve, the CFR, that's the first 20 minutes. Then we go to Bilderberg in Ottawa for another 30 minutes. Then we spend another 20 minutes on the North American Union, another 20 minutes on the Napa Superhighways. Then we get into the history of eugenics and how they plan to set up a world government and then exterminate the majority of the population, their own documents, their own statements. It's irrefutable. All the admitted testing of chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, killing tens of thousands of Americans and hundreds of thousands, admitted declassified worldwide, and it's still going on right now. And then, of course, we go to Istanbul, Turkey, and show you what happened there this year with Bilderberg, and then you have 40 minutes of extras, 18 of which is the mini-film, Battle for the Republic, the best expose, short and sweet, power-packed, to show people, and that's the tip of the iceberg you just heard. That's 5 minutes of 18 minutes. I mean, it goes through it all, ladies and gentlemen, and this is stuff that literally no one knows. The plan of San Diego, when Mexico, under the control of Germany, attacked the U.S., killed 23 Americans in Texas in one night when they attacked during World War One. I mean, Mexico just keeps attacking us. They absolutely hate us. And I will not sit here anymore and play games or be politically correct and not talk about it. I had some idiot call my Sunday show and go, well, you people, that he was a white guy, of course, you people who are against the open borders, you just don't like Mexicans. And this used to be their country anyways. Oh, is that why 71%? It could be 67, 71, depending on the poll. Of Hispanics don't want open borders? They're not stupid. 91% of Americans, I guess we're just all evil, if you average all the groups and races together in Gallup polls. And it's only going to get worse. Okay. I hope you'll go to Infowars.com right now and order the DVD. You just heard part of the extras later this afternoon, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's going to be up. And that trailer that you just heard there for the extras is up right now on PrisonPlanet.com. All right, I'm only going to spend 5 minutes on this because I want to get into this, the basic globalist plan. I keep saying I will, but I want to crystallize it, make it very simple. Because I always, instead, just go into little sections of it in great detail. I want to try to just, at the 54 after, just spend 5 minutes on it before Jim Tucker joins us. We're going to have open phones later in the third hour today and when Jim's on with us in the second hour, when he's on with us. I'm not going to sit here and belabor it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the dollar's, you know, going down. You already know that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're in a lot of financial trouble. I'm totally freaked out and upset. Silver hasn't moved yet in relation to the dollar being devalued. It's a great buy. We've been offering that to you. And I know Ted still has in stock some silver dollars. I just bought some 2 weeks ago. Just got delivery of them Monday. Gold, Ted has gold at last week's prices. It's only gone up again. And I called Ted this morning and I said, come on for a few minutes for our listeners. literally at what Ted's selling these to you. I think he makes like $10 a coin, which barely even pays the brokers that take the order. But he does this to get you introduced to gold, introductory offer. This is the same deals I get when I get gold from Ted, and you're not going to find it cheaper out there. And this is introductory. Frankly, I sometimes think he ought to charge more in these deals just so he can make money to run the network. But I've said it before. You're insane if you don't move some of your dollars that are being devalued rapidly. Of course, most of us, I guess, don't have any extra cash. I really don't have much. That's why I bought silver. You're nuts if you don't convert it now, because it's only going to go down, down, down. That's clear. And gold's only going to go up, 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 up. Ted Anderson, what are the specials you've got for folks today?
Well, one of the things I wanted to bring out there, we talked about the silver dollars here, what was it, 2 weeks ago at 360. Actually, it was a week ago. Silver's up an entire dollar since then.
I guess that was about a week and a half ago I got that. Okay, so I guess it wasn't 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was right in that time period. Anyways, $360 a coin, or per roll of 20 or $18 per coin. That is the same price as it was back 2 weeks ago. Silver's up an entire dollar since then. I still have the same silver dollars at 360 per roll. That is such a sleeper. It is crazy. I mean, that coin is going to go through the roof.
Let's explain this, because I know a lot of people may not understand. Gold has moved via the devaluation of the dollar. Oil has corrected. You know, if the dollar's worth 60%+ less, oil's going to go up to $93, $100. They're talking about $200. The CFR put out a report saying $200 a barrel in the next year. I don't know if that's true. They said a year ago it would be $100 by the end of this year. It looks like they're going to be right. I don't know. The point is that oil didn't go up. The dollar was devalued. Okay? It's still the same it was pound-wise in England. It's the same thing with silver. Silver has not corrected yet. Silver is still near the prices it was before the dollar was devalued, and so that's why it's such a buy. Go ahead.
Oh, it is. It's a great bargain at this time. There's no question about it, Alex. I mean, the dollar's dropped, what?
Yeah, I mean, I can't afford gold, even the few coins I buy every month now, so I'm going into silver. Plus, well, it's the buy.
Yeah, and then you've got gold right now. Gold is sitting there. It's just touching $800 an ounce, and I got to tell you, 840 is the magic number, because that's where it was when Jimmy Carter was around back in 1980. That's when I started in this business, and when it blows through that number, we're looking at $1,500 gold. That's probably the next resistance level that's going to be hard to overachieve. It'll be twice the price of where it was back in 1980. The dollar's dropping. We all know that's not going to come back. Binarchy is dumping currency into the system like there's no tomorrow. Every time a bank needs to be bailed out, the Federal Reserve System is just stepping right in and making sure there's plenty of liquidity.
Absolutely. Ted, I think the audience is aware of that, but we seem to procrastinate. I even procrastinate. Just please tell them the silver and the gold you've got.
Okay, let's just go right with that. Right now I've got the British Sovereigns. It's still a very fabulous coin. Quarter-ounce gold coin. It's at $209. You can't beat that price. Then I also have the $10 Olympic coin. It's a coin that the United States issued as a collector piece. It's completely private, completely non-confiscatable, $590 each on them. And then, of course, there's the silver dollars at the same price when silver was down $1 a week and a half ago. So now, definitely, Alex, this is the time to get in. Gold is just going through the roof. It's going to continue to rise because the dollar is going to continue to fall. Economically, things are tough out there, and it's not going to get better. The dollar is going to fall because there's going to be a forced push for liquidity, and eventually we're going to see the Amero, and God knows what's going to happen to us then. Anyways, I didn't give the 800 number out. It's to get in contact with us. It's 800-686-2237. Ask for any one of these three specials. Definitely the money, the proceeds that come into this go to support the Alex Jones Show. Hands down, we're going to be there to make sure that this message gets carried forward. And I would suggest you pick up that Endgame, because that's going to show you what's going on for sure.
And again, Ted got a lot of this gold and silver weeks and months ago. That's how he's able to give it to you at these prices. I personally think the best deal of those three is the British Sovereigns. And, of course, the silver, the Olympics, great as well. 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. You're not going to get that price, because it's this week's price, unless you tell them it's the Alex Jones special, the special Ted's mentioning. Give them a call if you want. Brokers will be there till about 10 o'clock tonight for rebroadcast for people that are listening later. 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And give them a call and tell them, you know, you want the silver. I mean, how much for a roll?
$360 per roll. Alex, again, that's the same exact price as it was a week and a half ago. I mean, silver...
I can't see silver not once people finally realize what's happened to the dollar, as they have with gold or oil. Or I can't see it not doubling. So we'd be talking about, what's 2 times 18? We'd be talking about $36 an ounce silver?
The last time silver peaked out, it was $50 per ounce. Platinum has gone over its peak. Palladium's gone over its peak. Now gold is pushing its peak. There's no reason why silver won't push its peak either. That's $50 an ounce. That's what I'm looking for.
Well,
silver.
Again, folks, I've shopped around, and this is where I bought my silver a couple rolls last week. And it's private, it's portable, 1-800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com or GCNLive.com. If you missed any of those numbers, you can link through. There's also banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over to Ted. Ted, thanks for the economic update, and thanks for that great deal.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be up.
Take care, folks. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making big progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the power hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the power hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Basically, what is the New World Order? Throughout history, there have been ruthless elites that want to dominate and set up empires and set up dictatorships so they can rob even the middle class and the elites beneath them, the wealthy. And we have a society today about short-term profits for the general public and even the Fortune 500, but the big banks above them control the entire political spectrum and the economic spectrum because they control the issuance of currency. The few rogue nations you hear about are nations that don't have those private central banks issuing and controlling the issuance of their currency and credit. And you just have a country of people who don't know basic geography, don't know the basic system of government or jurisprudence, and they're like lambs to the slaughter with a highly organized global Fortune 100 backed up by the big central banks, the military-industrial complex, and big pharma, all owned by the same individuals, coming in wanting to set up a North American Union, an Asian Union, a European Union. Right now Sarkozy's proposing a Caribbean Union, not a Caribbean, a Mediterranean Union. Because when they set up a new system, they get to abolish the old. That's another larger key. They remove the control you have in your own nation, your own sovereignty, but they also get to write the rules and set up the new systems. And each treaty might be 14,000 pages long in some cases, all intricately written where these big corporations can do whatever they want, but medium and small can't. It's all about monopolies, rigging the game. It's like a casino with 90 to 10 odds, where you've got a 10% chance of winning, and most casinos are 55, 45, 60, 40. This is a totally rigged system. And there was so much wealth and so much free market and so much manufacturing capacity, there's still a lot of wealth. But the point is they're coming in with the global carbon tax. It is a tax on humans. It's all Malthusian. It's about controlling our lives. They're engaged in eugenics operations against us. They literally just hate our guts. And then you have an intelligentsia who are making them, you know, millions of bucks a year who kind of man this whole system. And they're all working as specialists in their own little sub area. Not even, I mean, I talk to people who are very wealthy, very successful, middle class people. And I consider real middle class worth tens of millions. And they're experts in their little field, nanotech, bioengineering, writing, music, film, finance, whatever it is. But you ask them about what's the subcontinent, and they won't even know it's India. Or what's the tallest peak in the Himalayan range? They don't even know it's Everest. I mean, I've done this with people at, you know, parties and things, the few I go to. And it's because it's not that they're dumb or stupid, it's that they are specialists. And they go try to make as much money as they can on their specialty, and then they go back to their mansions at night, and they just feel good and hang out and do whatever. Meanwhile, they don't even, they're not even conscious that their dollar's been devalued. They're just now starting to wake up to that, and that's why the slide's accelerating. And they feel like, because they're worth, you know, $10 million or whatever, that they're members of the elite. And you're not. You're not members of the elite. And you need to understand, you're still within the controlled sub-basement of the economic world system. You're playing with, it's kind of like playing Monopoly. The bank always wins. The bank's got truckloads of the funny money. And you're sitting there going, look, I got the boardwalk. Look, I've got hotels. Look, I'm winning the game. But you've still got little pieces they created, they made. You've still got little funny money. And you're literally just playing a controlled game. They run. And the globalists are openly saying they don't like you having money and power. They only, see, they didn't fully control the economic system before. Now they're getting to the point where they control 80%+ of it. And so they don't need you in the 20% out there who think you're the elite. They want to get your money and power away from you. But you think you're members of the elite, so you're blind as bats to it.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.